Hello, SS2 students. I am Mrs. Anabo Esther, your English language teacher from All Saints Secondary School. Welcome to today's e-learning section. Today we'll be looking at the topic vocabulary development, specifically on word modifiers. Let's look at the meaning of a word modifier. A modifier is a word, phrase, or clause which modifies other words in a sentence. Specifically, a modifier is either an adjective or an adverb. The adjectives modify the nouns, while the adverbs modify the verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs in the sentence. Let's take this example. Alfred bought a chocolate cake yesterday. Alfred bought a chocolate cake yesterday. In this sentence, A is an article which modifies the word cake, and the word chocolate is the direct adjective of the word cake. So, both the words A and chocolate are adjectives which modify the noun cake. The word yesterday talks about the time of the action, that is, the verb bought. So yesterday is an adverb which is modifying the verb bought. Number two, Janet, the president's daughter, is very sick. Janet, the president's daughter, is very sick. In this sentence, the president's daughter modifies the noun Janet. In this phrase, the president's, it modifies the noun daughter. But the whole phrase itself becomes an adjective when it modifies the noun Janet. There is another adjective, which is sick. Sick is modified by the adverb very. Sick is an adjective modified by the adverb very. Number three, the brown dog was barking at me aggressively. The brown dog was barking at me aggressively. In this sentence, the brown is an adjective modifying dog. Aggressively is an adverb modifying the verb phrase was barking. Generally, modifiers are of two types according to their position to the words they modify. We have pre-modifiers and post-modifiers. The pre-modifiers are the modifiers that modify the words that follow them in the sentence. Conventionally, the adjectives are usually placed before the nouns. So most of the adjectives are pre-modifiers. Adverbs are often placed before the verbs they modify. Articles, determiners, demonstratives, proper adjectives, descriptive adjectives, compound adjectives, participles, etc., are the adjectives which come before the nouns and modify them. Conjunctive adverbs, sentence adverbs, and some other adverbs can work being placed before the verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs. Let's look at some examples. One, generally, the brown dogs are nice. Generally, the brown dogs are nice. Two, apparently, that bank has a lot of security process. Apparently, that bank has a lot of security process. Three, give me that black shining covered box. Give me that black shining covered box. In example three, the noun box has four pre-modifiers. The noun box has four pre-modifiers. Now, let's look at the post-modifiers. Post-modifiers are the modifiers which come after the words they modify. Post-modifiers come after the words they modify. Customarily, the adverbs come after the verbs and modify them. However, some adjectives also come after the nouns and modify them. Most of the adverbs of time, adverbs of manner, adverbs of place, and direction usually come after the verbs they modify. Appositives, prepositional phrases, infinitives, dependent clauses, etc., usually come after the nouns they modify. Let's look at three examples. Jason Roy, a cricketer, has been selected in the squad. Jason Roy, a cricketer, has been selected in the squad. In this sentence, a cricketer is an appositive to Jason Roy. A cricketer is an appositive. Why? In the squad is an adverb. In the squad is an adverb. The appositive in this sentence, which is a cricketer, is the adjective talking or giving us more information about Jason Roy. The appositive, which is a cricketer, is giving us more information about Jason Roy. Number two, Stanley, our teacher, gives us tasks to do in the class. Stanley, our teacher, gives us tasks to do in the class. In this sentence, our teacher is an appositive. It is an adjective modifying the noun Stanley, while in the class is an adverb of place. In the class is an adverb of place. Number three, Ronaldo, the captain of Portugal team, plays exceptionally well. Ronaldo, the captain of Portugal team, plays exceptionally well. In this sentence, the captain of Portugal team is an appositive, telling us more about Ronaldo, while exceptionally is an adverb of manner, telling us how well Ronaldo plays. This is the much we can take for this topic. An assignment, a typed assignment will follow this audio. Make sure you answer the questions and submit through PDF documents or at the school security post. Thank you.